China has issued an action plan on protecting human rights for the 2021-25 period. The plan calls for efforts to solidify the achievements in poverty alleviation and strive for common prosperity. It also stresses sustainable development and the harmonious coexistence between humans and nature. The plan says China should get involved in international affairs concerning human rights and promote the global governance system to build a community of shared future for all mankind. China's consumer price index rose 0.8% year-on-year in August. Data from the National Bureau of Statistics also shows that the producer price index went up 9.5%. The Chinese foreign minister has urged the acting Afghan government to keep its promises to gain international recognition. Wang Yi spoke at an online meeting with his counterparts from five other countries neighboring Afghanistan. Wang Yi also announced at the meeting that China will provide 200 million yuan, or around $31 million worth of food, supplies, and medical aid, including COVID-19 vaccines. The foreign minister says China is also ready to provide more anti-pandemic and emergency materials to Afghanistan under the China South Asian Countries Emergency Supplies Reserve. China says the Taliban's announcement of an interim government is a necessary step for Afghanistan. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin was speaking exclusively with CGTN. The spokesperson says he hopes the Taliban will fulfill its promise to be inclusive. West Africa's main political and economic bloc has suspended Guinea's membership following the military coup that ousted President Alpha Conde. Leaders from the Economic Community of West African States demanded a return to the constitutional order and Conde's immediate release. They also agreed to send a high-level mission to Guinea as soon as Thursday. Things appear to have returned to normal in Guinea following the coup, with banks, shops, supermarkets, and other businesses reopening. Ding Xiaolong heads a subsidiary of China Harbor Engineering Company in the West African country. He says that the main market in Conakry is back in business, with stalls stocking their normal supplies. There are more than 20,000 Chinese citizens living in Guinea. Ding says that Chinese investments are unlikely to be affected by the coup, with the military issuing a statement telling mining companies to carry on as normal. Japan's extending its COVID-19 state of emergency in 19 prefectures, including Tokyo, until the end of the month. Russian officials say the international community has reasons to worry about the biological labs run by the U.S. military. Investigative Committee Deputy Chairman Alexander Fedorov says that U.S. biological infrastructure near Russia is undertaking uncontrolled and unrestricted expansion. Other officials in Russia have said that the deadly microorganisms created or studied in these U.S. and NATO military biological programs could accidentally be released into the environment, potentially causing mass casualties among civilians.